Hello, everyone. Father Norm, most of you probably know me by name now. Been doing this well over a year, and it always means a lot to me, as I've shared before, just to connect with you in this way and be able to express certain perspectives on different life issues. And I've always appreciated that a number of people have responded back. They know that I'm pastor at St. Vincent de Paul Parish, and they find my email there, and just grateful to get those comments. Well, here's the question for today. This coming Saturday, which is only a couple days away, what's the federal holiday? You know? Probably a lot of people would not know. Or, gee, a federal holiday? I didn't know. What's happening? I know Thanksgiving's coming up. And probably several of you would know. Maybe not even fully realize it's a federal holiday. It's Veterans Day. And Veterans Day started as Armistice Day 1 year after the ending of World War I on November 11th, 1919, and obviously became a day to remember all our veterans. You know, we often remember those who were heroes, those who died in battle, as well we should. But the reality is the recognition every veteran, just by becoming part of the armed services, is making a sacrifice, is not sure how that will end up. And so the emphasis on honoring them. I want to tell you a little history of myself with this. A lot of you know I graduated from high school in 65 and from North, and three people who had also gone to North with me went off after 65, didn't go to college like most of us did, and went off to the service. There were more than three, but three of them died. And I'll never forget going to the funeral of one of them in 1967 and recognizing that so often the attitude there was, well, they didn't go to college, so they just went to the armed services. A horrible attitude, obviously. These were people who were offering their life and really making a decision to care about our country and risk commitment. That then went on after that happened in 1967. I, at the University of Akron campus, I knew over the next couple of years, more and more young people especially were upset, feeling very hostile toward the Vietnam War and how our country responded to that, finding out that there were both the Johnson administration and the Nixon administration were found out to be lying about a number of things. And so out of that, again, a lot of young people just became hostile and negative and even protesting, which can be legitimate, sometimes even protesting in a more hostile way. And I remember at the time that a number of people that I was at the university myself at that time were making pejorative comments about the veterans coming home, that sometimes when they came home from Vietnam, they were put down, they were sneered at, they, different comments were made, you gook killer, what are you doing? It's awful that you went over there and those people don't need us to be over there. There can be certain legitimate concerns about the war, true. But what I saw, what bothered me even at that time, was these veterans who went off sincerely to give themselves to fight for our country, to fight for freedom in Asia. You know, they're coming home after they've been through all kind of stuff. The last thing they needed was to put down. But the hostility at the time. I was part of an organization called Pax Christi that started in 1945 after World War II. And that particular organization, Peace of Christ, we were very strong in when the veterans came home, affirming them, encouraging them. We could make the distinction. We might have disagreed with the war, but the veterans coming home, hey, they're to be supported. I think eventually more people recognized that, but it was hostile then. But saying that, through the years, as I went forward, I was always conscious of veterans. And so I was ordained in 1974, and 1975 was the final ending of the Vietnam War. And about 20 years after that, 1995, I was pastor at St. Martha Parish in Akron. And a group of us decided that we would have an all-day healing retreat for veterans of the Vietnam War. We knew many of them. They were around our age. So we put out the word and weren't sure how many would respond. But we got about 30 people who were veterans who were so appreciative that we were having a retreat to thank them and to be a source of hope and healing for them for all they were going through. That was a powerful day for me. I can remember it vividly because so many came there. And part of it was storytelling. People shared their stories because we wanted to hear them. So often they wouldn't share because, oh, people will put us down. But I think even the culture was getting a little better, more positive toward them. And we wanted to emphasize that in the retreat. So we heard a lot of stories that people shared, including some of the vulnerable situations they were willing to admit, even in terms of killing, in terms of fear, in terms of drugs and so forth. But now coming to a point where we were saying, we're glad you're here. We hear your story. We don't think less of you. We think more of you for what you did. That meant a lot to them and to us. And I know that just using one example here, one fellow at that, you know, they were all probably in their 40s or maybe moving toward 50s at that time. One fellow shared that he was in battle and he was injured and a good buddy of his was dying right near him, but he couldn't go to him. And that he shared this story that day, hadn't shared it before. And his buddy started praying the rosary. And the fellow who was there had not been Catholic, and he had some understanding of it. He heard his friends pray the rosary and eventually die. The fellow who was telling the story at this retreat said that turned his life around, that as when he recovered, he ended up looking into the Catholic faith, becoming Catholic from the inspiration of this fellow, and really wanting to live his life in such a way that that fella, because of what he did, would have some credit because he wanted to help make what this fella couldn't do. Again, quite a testimony. Lots more there. We celebrate Veterans Day this Saturday. We should appreciate, pray for, and recognize all those people, even some we don't know by name, who went out there and gave their life and still do, even in the most recent battles of Afghanistan and Iraq and other places. Thank you to all of you. And thank you to you watching this. And thank a veteran. Thanksgiving Day doesn't have to be at the end of the month. It can be on Saturday, being grateful. God bless you.